First things first, as we do each and every week, we will start off with the leaderboard. It's our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. After three rounds of play here at PGA National Resort and Spa, the 7,600-yard par 70 champion course at PGA National. Third round Honda Classic leaderboard looks like this. Y.E. Yang is your 54-hole leader, 7 under par 203 after rounds of 68, 65, and an even par round of 70 yesterday. A two-way tie for second, Jeff Clouk and Jeff Overton are both at 6 under par, just one shot back of Yang. Then you've got three men tied for fourth at 5 under par, Charlie Wee, John Rollins, and Palm Beach resident Brett Quigley. A bunch of guys at minus four, three shots back of Yang. Jason Duffner, Ben Crane, and then a lot of local guys. Robert Allenby and Will McKenzie of Jupiter, Mark Calcavecchia of Palm Beach Gardens, and Frederick Jacobson of Jupiter Island. All of those men at four under par, 206. James Nitties and Alex Cheka at minus three. But, Pat, the big story after three rounds of play, 54-hole leader is the same guy who led after 36 holes, and I think a lot of people are surprised by that. Y.E. Yang, 37-year-old Korean player, ranked 406th in the world rankings, doesn't have a career victory on the PGA Tour, does have other victories worldwide, two victories worldwide, in fact, one of them being the 2006 HSBC Champions Tournament in Shanghai, China. Tiger Woods, during that tournament, finishing two shots back in second. But I think everyone's surprised that Yang is still the leader after 54 holes.
I think we are, but at the same time, anybody that's been able to face Tiger Woods, even if it's only one time and been able to hold him off and beat him, obviously has some kind of intestinal fortitude working for him. And Yang's, he is a veteran. He's not a veteran on the PGA Tour, but being 36, 37 years old, with some worldwide victories, the guy's been around. I was expecting him to fade if he was going to fade yesterday with the high winds and the spotlight being on him, and he didn't do that. So I have a suspicion, Russ, that he is going to be around in the mix today, and I think people are going to have to go get him. And I don't think he's going. I don't think he's going to shoot the 77 or anything like that. He can be beaten, but I think someone's going to have to shoot another 65, 66 to do it.
Yeah, Pat, I still think that pedigree is going to win out here in the end. I said last week on the show, looking at the list of players in the field, at that time, 10 of the top 30 players in the field were playing. Unfortunately, Luke Donald had to withdraw, so that number was knocked down to 9 of the top 30 during the first round on Thursday. But in my opinion, somebody in the top 30 of the world ranking, somebody among those 9 players was going to be the champion. And we've still got a guy in Robert Allenby ranked 30th in the world up there on the leaderboard, just three shots back. And I think you can go all the way down to perhaps 2 under or 3 under, and think that all of those guys at those numbers are still in the mix, because I think the leaders will come back a little bit. I still think the winning score at the end of today's final round of play is going to be around 4 or 5 under par. So therefore, if you're at 2 or 3, all you got to do is put up a 68 on the leaderboard, perhaps early on, and those last 5 or 6 groups coming in, maybe they'll see that number on the board and perhaps start thinking too much. But I still think pedigree is going to win out. I still think the cream is going to rise to the top after everything's said and done today. And therefore, for me, it's a two-horse race. Mark Calcavecchia and Robert Allenby, two guys that have multiple PGA Tour victories and two guys that have been very, very successful here locally in the Honda Classic. Mark Calcavecchia, two-time champion of this event, 1987, 1998. Robert Allenby has 3 career top fives in this event, including the last 2 years right here at PGA National.
Yeah, and you can't go against that, Russ, because, like you said, both those guys have been in this position before, and really on this course. Allenby's had a good track record here in the couple of years it's been here. And Calc last year, right in the mix until, kind of a bizarre circumstance on 15 on the par 3. He actually didn't hit a bad sand shot, and the ball ended up going in the water.
A bad break.
It really, the definition of a bad break. So Calc's been in it. Allenby's been in it. Here's the key with Yang, though. He's been unbelievably consistent. He only has 9 birdies, but the other thing is just 2 bogeys in 3 days. I mean, that's staggering on this golf
course.
That's
phenomenal. That is an awesome accomplishment, no doubt about it. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. broadcasting live this morning from PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens. Final round of the Honda Classic is underway. The first group went off of hole number 1 at 8:30. Actually, not yet. 8:30. Getting a little ahead of myself. 20 minutes from now, Johnson Wagner and Michael Letzig, the first group off of hole number 1. And then, of course, the final few groups today. 1 o'clock pairing, Robert Allenby and Will McKenzie, 2 Jupiter residents, going off at 1. 9 minutes after that, 109, Jason Duffner and Ben Crane. Mark Calcavecchia and Frederick Jakobsen at 118. And then the final three pairings of the day, Brett Quigley, John Rollins at 127, Jeff Overton, Charlie Wee at 136, and then the final group at 1:45 p.m. this afternoon, Y.E. Yang and Jeff Clouk. And I think the two Jeffs, Jeff Clouk and Jeff Overton there, tied for second at minus six. Some good stories. Jeff Overton, a very good-looking player, 25-year-old young stud from Evansville, Indiana, played his college golf at Indiana University. He's got a great swing, picture-perfect swing. A lot of people are comparing his swing to Lee Westwood's. He kind of has that dip down a little bit at impact and then chases after it on the follow-through. And then Jeff Clouk, which is an interesting story. He is the son of Mr. Clouk, who is the superintendent at TPC Sawgrass up in Ponte Vedra.
Yeah, I mean, Overton won here at the 2001 Optimist, I believe, so he's got some good feelings for this golf course. He played here before, you know, has played here many times, so he knows the golf course. And Clouk, like you mentioned, his dad being the superintendent up at TBC, also was the superintendent at Pine Tree down in Boynton at like some ridiculous age, 24 or something like that. So golf genes in that family, and Clark's in it. Anybody I really believe within five shots of this lead is
two
in
under.
This thing.
I agree. I think you can get all the way down to two under, and that brings guys in like Kevin Streelman, John Merrick, Harrison Frazier, Greg Chalmers as well in the mix. But for me, like I said, for me today, it's a two-horse race. Mark Calcavecchi and Robert Allenby, two of those guys that are four under par, just three shots back. And for me, if the winning score ends up being around four or five under par, all they need to do today is keep it together, go even par, or perhaps one under 69, and they're going to be right in the mix.